Terminally ill patients wanting to end their lives may do so legally in only three places: the Netherlands, Belgium, and the state of Oregon. A study in the British journal The Lancet shows that only a small proportion of people in Holland choose this way out, and NPR's Richard Knox reports the same is true in Oregon.
The Dutch have had more than a decade of experience with legalized euthanasia and assisted suicide. Euthanasia is when a doctor administers the lethal dose. In physician-assisted suicide, the patient takes the overdose on his own. The new study shows the number of people who chose euthanasia rose over a 10-year period, but only slightly, from 1.6% to 2.6% of all deaths. Dr. Peter Vandermas, a study author, says the frequency of physician-assisted suicide was even smaller.
So what we think is that here we have a stabilization of the euthanasia frequency, whereas, more or less to our surprise, physician-assisted suicide remained stable at a very low figure of 0.2% of all deaths.
Vandermas says the new data defy some people's predictions about legalized euthanasia.
I'm convinced that we're not on that slippery slope some people predicted 10 years ago.
It's not that Dutch patients don't know about the option or because doctors won't provide it. The study shows more than 70% of family doctors there have performed euthanasia or assisted in suicide.
In the Netherlands, where we have been discussing the option of euthanasia for about 30 years, and where in practice, under specific conditions, it has been available for, let's say, some 20 years, this represents, I think, indeed, a stable demand from the patients.
But another study in the same journal indicates that everyday decisions about end-of-life care vary all over Europe. For instance, it shows that doctors in a dozen countries frequently hasten death with drugs that suppress breathing. In some countries, such as Belgium and Switzerland, this is usually an explicit decision after discussion with the patient or family. In others, Italy and Sweden, there's usually no discussion.
This represents probably indeed rather paternalistic approach in medical care, where the doctor knows best, where decisions in nearly half of the cases are not being discussed with colleagues or with nurses.
Clearly, attitudes are far from settled, even in countries with similar medical systems. So it's interesting that Oregon's 5-year experiment with physician-assisted suicide so far resembles Holland's. Dr. Katrina Hedberg of Oregon's Health Department has been keeping track.
During the first 5 years that physician-assisted suicide has been legal in Oregon, 129 people have used medications to hasten their death. The number of people who've done this each year has increased over the 5 years.
But the increase has been slow, from 16 to 21 to 38 people.
In the overall scheme of things, there's about 30,000 people who die each year in Oregon. And when there are 38 people who are taking the medications to hasten death, that's really, in an absolute value, is pretty small.
Dr. Linda Ganzini at the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Portland is also studying the implementation of Oregon's 1997 law.
Take 1,000 people in Oregon who are in the advanced illness and in the final stages of life. About 100 will endorse a strong interest in assisted suicide. And of those, maybe 10 will explicitly request assisted suicide, but only 1 in 1,000 will actually die by assisted suicide.
The law has had what some people call a silver lining effect. It seems to have encouraged more Oregonians to seek hospice care. And pain management has apparently improved. Oregon leads the nation in morphine use, which increased substantially after the law took effect. But the future of Oregon's Death with Dignity law is still uncertain. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft has challenged it. A 3-judge appeals court is currently pondering whether to side with the Attorney General or with the 60% of Oregon voters who said in 1997 they wanted the option of assisted suicide. Richard Knox, NPR News.